Good morning, everyone. Today is the 1st of February, 2020. And the question that I have this morning is, what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a Christian? You look throughout the regions of the earth, every country has their own percentages of people who are involved in different religions. And like if I were to look up Ecuador, it would say a certain percentage are Roman Catholic, a certain percentage are Christians, a certain percentage are Buddhists, a certain percentage are Baha'i faith, a certain percentage are Jehovah's Witnesses. A certain percentage are evangelical Protestants. Certain percentages are this or that. The question I have this morning is, what does it mean? What does it mean to be a Christian? Christianity. Christianity is not something that we're just against. Okay, when we say we're a Christian, that doesn't mean just because we're a Christian, we don't list all the things we're against, whether it's Judaism, Roman Catholicism, or any of those other things I just mentioned. But Christianity affirms what we believe. Good morning, Eve Andes. Glad to have you with me this morning. What do Christians believe? What do true Christians believe? Well, we believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. We believe that He came down to this earth. He was born of a virgin. He died on a cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. He rose again. He's seated in heaven with His Father, and He's coming again for His people. And the reason that He came the first time was to save His people from their sins by dying on a cruel and rugged cross. And we walk by faith, not by sight. We love Him because He first loved us. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us if we're Christians. If a man says that he loves God and hates his brother, he's a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Well, we also believe that the Lord is our righteousness if we're Christians. We have no righteousness of our own. We're in a battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil. But God has already won the victory for us. Welcome aboard, Manoah Dagalu. Glad to have you with me this morning. If we're Christians, we will make mention of His righteousness. We will rejoice in the Lord. Our soul shall be joyful in my God. And if we're Christians, we count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. For Christians, our faith, our joy, rest in what Christ has done for us. Recently, I was talking to someone, and they were referring to someone else, and they said, "Does that person ever smile?" You know, if we're Christians, we will show the joy of the Lord. We will show that we are truly resting in Christ and not resting in our knowledge or not resting in our research or not resting in our everything that we know, because we don't know everything. We know very little, but God is omnipotent. He knows everything. God is omniscient. God is omnipresent. God is sovereign. He created the world in 6 days. All things were made by him and for him, and there's nothing that was made that was not made by Jesus Christ, Colossians 1. He hath put all things under his feet. But if we're Christians, we will also recognize that it's all of Christ, it's not of man, what he has done and his plan. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. We have done nothing. We were born and conceived into this sinful earth. And apart from the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ and his precious blood, we would be lost. That's what a Christian is. A Christian has been given the faith of Christ, a free gift. They have experienced the unmerited favor of Jesus Christ. It's not based upon our own knowledge, our own ability to do research, our own ability to find out something that no one else knows about. No, it's not based upon our abilities. It's based upon who God has, in his divine wisdom, chosen before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before him in love. Many people do not believe in biblical truths that are taught, like the doctrine of election and predestination. They say that man has a free will. That is secular. That's secular. That has nothing to do with the Bible. Man does not have a free will. We are told that man is born and conceived in sin. He's dead in his trespasses and sin. He has no spark of good in him. What did Christ tell Nicodemus? Christ told Nicodemus, you must be born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. And so, the world hates true Christians. The world being those who are in Satan's camp. Those who deny Jesus Christ as Lord. Those who try to climb up some other way. Or thieves and robbers, we're told in the 10th chapter of John. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There are many religions that try to climb up some other way, including Roman Catholicism going through a pope, including Judaism going through a rabbi or a Talmud or Kabbalah. But Jesus himself said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. Welcome aboard, Troy Scarborough. Glad to have you with us this morning. Hope you're having a good morning. And so, being a Christian is not just taking on a title, saying, I'm a Christian. Being a Christian is being someone who's been a recipient of grace, is being someone who's been given the free gift of eternal life. We have nothing to boast of in ourselves. Nothing. My hope is built, and your hope is built, if you're one of his, on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame. We wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports us in the whelming flood. Welcome aboard, Chile Barnabas. Glad to have you with us. When all around our soul gives sway, he then is all our hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may we then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before his throne. What does it mean to be a Christian? Many people say, well, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Well, Christianity is something that is given to us, having the faith of Christ. It's not based upon a system of works. Now, I'm not preaching against good works, because we're told in Ephesians that we are to be conformed to the image of his Son. And Paul says, be not weary in well-doing. In other words, we are to do those things that are pleasing to God. But the reason that we do these things that are pleasing to God is not to try to earn our salvation or merit the favor of God. The reason we do these things that are pleasing to God is because it's a part of what we have been given. When we're given salvation, all things have become new, and we look at life differently. We live our life differently because the Spirit of God is residing in us. And we have a desire to please our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace be to you and peace from Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It had nothing to do with our will. It had nothing to do. I'm not saying that we don't have a will. What I'm saying is our will is not free when we're dead in our trespasses and sin. In Psalms, let's look at that real quick. In Psalms 110, he says in verse 3, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. God's the one who makes us willing to embrace the gospel, to flee to the gospel, to recognize we're sinners in need of a Savior, to repent and turn to Christ. God is the one who does that work. We don't do that work because a dead person can't do anything. We're dead in our trespasses and sin. He tells us in chapter 2 of Ephesians, verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. He's quickened us. He's made us alive in Christ if we're Christians. God, who's rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead, got a bulb, it looks like, is going out. Even when we were dead. I didn't turn that light off for effect, okay? Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That's what it means to be a Christian. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. We're not preaching against good works. We're just saying that our works don't merit anything to God as it relates to our salvation, because Jesus Christ paid all the price on Calvary. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, he died my soul to save. My lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. So Christianity sometimes is someone who says they're a Christian, and you ask them, how is it that you became a Christian? They will say something like this: well, I let Jesus into my heart. I accepted Jesus. I was saved in a BAM crusade. I filled out a decision card. Well, if someone asked Larry Phillips, how is it that you came to become a Christian? I would say to them, I was born again by the Spirit of God, who breathed into me the breath of life, and I became a living spiritual soul. Before, I was down traveling down a lonely road and dead in my trespasses and sin. Jesus came and brought life within. And now I have the joy of the Lord because I have hope and confidence and assurance that I have received eternal life from what Christ has done on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And he rose again. And had he not risen again, I would be yet in my sins. And I also tell people that I have been predestinated unto adoption. That's kind of a foreign idea with people when you tell them you've been predestinated unto adoption. It was predetermined that I would be adopted into Christ's family because of Christ shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross for Larry Phillips. Isn't that wonderful? Think about it. Predestinated unto adoption. And another great thing about being a Christian is if we're adopted into his family, we can never be unadopted. God doesn't give us temporary life. He doesn't sign temporary adoption papers. He has signed our adoption papers with his precious blood. And it's for eternity. For eternity. Well, that's what it means to be a Christian. We're blood bought. It was predetermined before the foundation of the world that we would be blood bought. And that our sins would be cast as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered against us. and that God would place in us the Holy Spirit and cause us to want to walk in ways that are pleasing to Him. Satan doesn't like to hear the truth. He is angry whenever we proclaim the gospel, is he not? We're marching to Zion, and this march is led by God's dear Son. This pilgrimage is not to a physical place, but looking for the city, the New Jerusalem. Coming down out of heaven prepared for the bride, this Zion's a place to eternally abide. Many try to make Zion a physical place for rejection of Christ is an utter disgrace, but I'm marching to Zion, a spiritual place. You know, and so I want to close out today with this wonderful thought about the wonder of grace. The wonder of grace. How can we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear Son to die for wretches like us, so unworthy and undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like you and me? It's the wonder of grace. It's all it can be. When we deserved hell in our wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate, against the one who died for you and me, how could the wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our souls. Knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny. And yes, we gaze on his face and continually thank him for the wonder of grace. That's what it means to be a Christian this morning. May God be with you. This weekend is my prayer. God bless you, each and every one. You're all in my prayers. I hope I'm in your prayers as well. Asit Rashid, Eva Indies, Troy Sharbrough, Sheely Barnabas, and Manoa Dagaloo, and those who will see this program when you wake up, and those on YouTube and our other platforms. God bless each and every one of you is my prayer. Bless you too, Troy.